We begin at the Mishnah five lines down from the top on Zion Amud Beis. This Mishnah is very much connected to the first Mishnah in the Masechta, and if you recall, when we studied the first Mishnah, we referred back to the second Mishnah as well. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Shlosha Lifneim Shlosha L'Achareim Aser, says Rabbi Yishmael, differently than the first opinion in the Mishnah, that you can't do business with an idolater 3 days before the holiday and 3 days after as well. V'chachamim omrim, however, the chachamim say, lifnei eidein aser la'achar eidein mutter. It's only prohibited to do business with an idolater before the holiday, not afterwards. Now, the obvious question from this Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to get to momentarily, is that the Chachamim's opinion seems to be mentioned twice. The Tanakhama is mentioned as prohibiting business 3 days beforehand and nothing afterwards, and now we have the Chachamim saying before the holiday it's prohibited and afterwards it's permissible, which seems to say that the Chachamim and the Tanakhama's opinion is exactly the same thing, and then the Gemara is going to explain why they're different, or at least offer some plausible reasons why they're different. But right now we begin with the first line of the Gemara, which we've actually learned before. Amar Rav Tachlifa bar Rav Dimi Amar Shmuel Yom Echad L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmael La'olam Aser. It turns out that in Talmudic times, when the Babylonians worshipped the sun on Sunday, so Yom Rishon was always a holiday, that's the case, it would be prohibited to do business with them 3 days before the holiday and 3 days after the holiday, which would mean that you would never allow to do business with that type of idolater, according to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, at least. Now the Gemara goes on to the next topic, which I just already alluded to in the Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim lifnei eidein aser la'achar eidein mutter, says the Gemara, Chachamim hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim's opinion is the same as the Tanakama. There doesn't seem to be any fundamental difference between the two of them. Says the Gemara, no, there is. Hain below Eidehen ikebenayu. Perhaps we can say that the difference between the two is whether the holiday counts as part of the 3 day knas of doing business with an idolater. Tana kama savar hein below a day in the first Tana in the Mishnah, and the Tana in the first Mishnah states, or is of the opinion, that the holiday is separate from the 3 days. There's 3 days prohibited to do business plus the holiday itself, so 4 days total. For Rabbanan Basrai savri hein ve'e day in, that no, for them it's 3 days total, 2 days before and then the holiday itself. Perhaps that's the difference between the two opinions. Alternatively, Ibois Ema, Nasa, the Nasa Niki Benayo, perhaps the difference between them is whether they went ahead and did business, whether we would penalize them or not. Tanakama Sever, Nasa, the Nasa Mutter, the Tanakama would be of the opinion that if you do business, even though you weren't supposed to, what's done is done. For Rabbanan Basrai Sever, Nasa, the Nasa Nasser, according to the second opinion, the Chachamim, they would say, no, if you did business, it's aser. You can't get any benefit from that money or that object that you now own. The Ibois Ema, our third approach is, the Shmuel Ikebenau, maybe they're arguing about the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel has a radical opinion. To Amr Shmuel, Begola, Ein Aser Elayom Edom. According to Shmuel, says in exile, in Gullus, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're only prohibited to do business with an idolater on the Yom Eid itself. Nothing before, and certainly nothing afterwards. Tanakama Islei de Shmuel, the Tanakama, the opinion in the first Mishnah, would follow, adopt Shmuel's reasoning. Rabbanan Basrai Islei de Shmuel, but the Chachamim in our Mishnah would take the stricter approach. Now, the question we can ask with all of these three opinions is, why are we always attributing the stricter opinion to the author of this Mishnah, the Chachamim in this Mishnah, and not the Tanakhama in the first Mishnah? So Rashi explains that whenever you have different opinions, one after the next, you can assume that almost always they get stricter as they go along. So if we have to attribute a stricter opinion to one over the other, we're going to give it to the latter opinion, not the earlier opinion. That's point number one. Point number two, just to understand Shmuel's opinion, how could it be that in exile, in Galus, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the prohibition is only on Yom Eid itself? It doesn't include 3 days beforehand. So the way that the commentaries explained it, and Rashi and others, Rashi says it clearly, Ein ha'ovdei kochavim adukin kol kach ba'avodas kochavim. When they're in Galus, when they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're not so frum. They're not so committed to their religion, and anything that they do during that time is just a show, but there's no meaning, no feeling, and no seriousness. And therefore, in Galus, the only prohibition to do business with an idolater is only on the Yom Eid itself. But we continue with the Gemara, giving a fourth possible difference between the Tanakhama in the first Mishnah and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Perhaps we can say the difference between them is the Nachum Hamadi's ruling. The Tanya, Nachum Hamadi Omer, Eino Aser Ele Yom Echad Lifnei Eideyan. Says Nachum Hamadi, the prohibition to do business with an idolater is only 1 day before the holiday. In other words, 2 days total. Tanakama lays late to Nachum Hamadi. The Tanakama would not adopt the opinion of Nachum Hamadi because they say it's 3 days, not just 1 day beforehand. But Rabbanan Basurai islu to Nachum Hamadi. At the second opinion, the Chachamim in our Mishnah would subscribe to Nachum's approach that they didn't prohibit 3 days, they only prohibited 1 day beforehand. And the language of the Mishnah seems to indicate that would be the best answer, because all they state is Chachamim Omrim Lifnei Eidei and Aser, before the holiday, work is prohibited. They don't mention how many days, it just says before. And therefore, it makes sense to associate them with Nachum's approach that it's only 1 day before which is prohibited, nothing more. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to focus on different positions of Nachum Hamadi. Gufa, Nachum Hamadi Omer, Eino Aser, Ela, Yom Echad, Lifnei Eidein. Nachum Hamadi stated that the prohibition to do business with an idolater is only 1 day before their holiday. Amrulo, the Chachamim said back to Nachum, Nishtaka Hadavar, Velon Omar. The matter has been closed off, it shouldn't be spoken about. In other words, what Rashi says is, don't let this opinion get out. Let's just keep it quiet. Says the Gemara, keep it quiet? What do you mean? It's already a public opinion. The Chachamim in the Mishnah already state that the halacha is, before the holiday, you don't do business with them. 1 day beforehand. So it already got out. The Gemara answers, no. Man Chachamim, Nachum Hamari. Now, the Chachamim in our Mishnah is really the opinion of Nachum, and therefore let's just keep it on the down low. As a side point, it's interesting to note that when the rabbis are saying Chachamim, it refers to an individual, because usually we use Chachamim to say, oh, there's a majority, it's at least more than one. Now we're using the Chachamim to prove one person. But that's a side point. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa involving Nachum Hamadi. Nothing to do with our case. Nachum Hamadi Omer, Mochrin Lahen, Sus Zachar Zakein Bamilchama. When a Jew goes to war, he's allowed to, or during wartime, he's allowed to sell a male elderly horse to a non-Jew. What exactly is happening over here? Well, as a general rule, you're not allowed to sell an animal to a non-Jew. Why? Not because of the sale, but because you may end up renting it to them. And if you rent or lend them your animal, they may use it on Shabbos. So therefore, in order to avoid renting or lending your animal, we also prohibited selling, so you would make sure not to do anything. So no business with a non-Jew, but selling an animal. However, in unusual circumstances, the Chachamim didn't make a gzeira, they didn't decree it, and they didn't prohibit it. So here you have a situation where it's an elderly male horse. The rabbi said, don't worry about it. We're not concerned that this animal is going to be used for working on Shabbos, particularly because it's elderly. Amrulo, nevertheless, even though Nachum made the statement, they said to him, Nishtaka hadavar v'lo nomer. Just keep it quiet. Don't tell anybody about this opinion. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Don't tell anybody. It's already public knowledge. V'haika ben Beseira, dekai kavase. Well, ben Beseira already subscribes to this opinion. Ditnan ben Beseira matir besus. Ben Beseira said you're allowed to sell a horse to a non-Jew. You know why? Rashi explains that a horse is not used for work. A horse is really used to transport people. And based on the ruling of Chai Nosi Etz Asmo, that a person can carry himself, there's no biblical prohibition to ride on a horse, since you can walk yourself. Therefore, says Ben Becerra, you can ride on a horse, and you can sell a horse to a non-Jew. So Gemara says, that's true that Ben Becerra does seem to have a similar position to Nachum Hamari, but it's not an exact position. Ben Becerra lo maflik bein zecharim l'nekevos. Ben Becerra doesn't distinguish between male and female horses. Iu, but you, Nachum, midka maflik bein zecharim l'nekevos, you clearly distinguish between male and female because you said you're only allowed to sell an elderly male horse. Kirabanan svirle, it must be that you're following not the opinion of Ben Becerra, but actually the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ule Rabbanan nishtaka darav v'lo nomer. And we said with regards to the rabbi's opinion, we're not talking about it. Don't let it out. The Gemara continues with another case involving Nachum Hamari. Tanya Nachum Hamari Omer Hasheves, with regards to Dil, Misaser Zera v'yerek v'zirin. It's obligated in Meiser, in seed form, vegetable form, or in shoot form. Because even though the halacha is for Meiser, you only chayv in Meiser when the product is finished, when it's Gemar Pri. But these three stages, even when it's in seed form, dill is edible. So it's chayv in Meiser, even when it's only in seed form, vegetable form, or shoot form. Amrulo, they said to Nachum, Nishtaka derav lo nomar. Don't spread this around. Just keep it quiet. It says Gemara, keep it quiet. It's already public. V'ha'ika Rabbi Elazar dekoy kavase. Eliezer, I'm sorry, already follows his opinion. He subscribes to it. Ditnan Rabbi Eliezer Omer hasheves misaseres zera v'yerek v'zirin. He clearly says the same thing. It says Gemara, no, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is a little different. Hasam bidagnu nisa. Says Rabbi Eliezer, when is dill chayv and meiser at each of those three stages? That's only when it grows in a garden. Because then when it grows in a garden, says Rashi, at each stage, it's edible. But dill that grows wild, then the only thing that's edible is when it's in seed form, not in shoot form or in vegetable form.